Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very, very important issue today, the collapse of the rule of law. I don't know if you've noticed it or not, if you've been watching the news and some of the news that's reporting it correctly. For the most part, it is being hyped. It's kind of antithetical to anything that's called truth when you watch a CNN reporter standing with a microphone in hand, broadcasting across the nation and saying that the demonstrations were peaceful when, in fact, there was rock throwing behind the scenes and a major building that was aflame where the rioters and the looters and the protesters, the demonstrators, the Antifa crowd were bringing chaos and confusion in the city. And they're doing that across America in over 200 cities across America today. We need to realize what is taking place and understand there's a motive behind it. Just before the break, I had read part of an article about a lesbian mayor, and it's out of Seattle, Washington, and she is blaming it on the white men, saying that it's their problem, that they caused the demonstration and the violence. She goes on to say demonstrations across America turned violent again Sunday night as the activists set cars ablaze in Washington, D.C. and looted businesses across the country. And yet that this politician, this mayor in Seattle, Washington, a lesbian mayor, is blaming it on white men. But yet, according to one report that was reported Sunday afternoon, that one woman in Santa Monica, California, pleaded with the looters not to smash and grab her property, telling them, "We don't want Trump to be reelected. Please don't do this." Then it goes further to say, Sachs reported that most of the businesses on 4th Street in Santa Monica were looted and vandalized and destroyed. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the rule of law being absolutely eviscerated. We see what happens when a nation is divided. We have a divided nation today, but it's not because of the white man, ladies and gentlemen. It's because of an ulterior motive of a coup that's being attempted to overthrow the United States of America and the rule of law in our nation. For those that somehow, some way believe that this is brought about by some spontaneous response to George Floyd's death, they've just not been keeping up with what truly is happening in our nation today. Here's an article that says, "Darkness falls. Savagery is spreading with lightning speed across the United States with murderous assaults on police officers and civilians and the ecstatic annihilation of businesses and the symbols of the state. Welcome to the real civilization destroying pandemic." One that makes the recent look like the recent safety laws look like saccharine. And the deployment of police officers to enforce outdoor mask wearing seems like decadent jokes. Goes further to say this particular form of viral chaos was inevitable, given the failure of the Minneapolis' leaders to quell the city's growing mayhem. The violence began on Tuesday, May 26th, the day after the horrifying arrest and subsequent death of George Floyd. On the night of Thursday, May 28th, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey ordered the city's third police precinct evacuated as the forces of hatred, distinct from legitimate forms of protest, descended upon it for a third day in a row. The building was promptly torched, sending a powerful sign that society would not defend its most fundamental institutions of law and order. Further, the article says political leaders elsewhere have been just as reluctant to use necessary force to quell the violence. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio called on police to use a light touch in response to the vandalism and the riots. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo coolly predicted on Sunday, May 31st, during the now absurdity and irrelevant daily coronavirus press conference, that the violence would continue. Quote, "The explosion we saw last night will probably see again tonight," he said, end quote. Obviously confident in his own personal safety, if not the safety of the rest of the state's residents across the state of Florida, New York. Ladies and gentlemen, that's showing an ineptitude, that's showing an inaction, that's showing an unconcern on the part of these blue states, blue cities, that is the socialist, Marxist, Democrat mayors and governors, as to what's truly taking place in America as we're watching the rule of law being eviscerated as we're watching a nation being divided. Rush Limbaugh says the rioters are paid and they're lying in wait. The rioters have rocked cities across America with the wake of police-related deaths after George Floyd's death are planned and paid for in advance and can be linked to the Democratic Party, according to Rush Limbaugh on his talk show. None of this is random, Limbaugh says. None of this is something that just happened as these people see it and they get mad and take to the streets. They're waiting. They're programmed. They're waiting for the call to action. It's not George Floyd's murder. It's that somebody was at the hands of a cop, and that's the go signal. That is the point Rush Limbaugh is making. Somebody was at the hands of an officer, police officer, and as a result of that, that's the signal to do something in retaliation. You see, ladies and gentlemen, when you study Antifa, and we'll get into that later in the broadcast, when you look at who Antifa, who it's made up of, and who they are, you understand there's a coup that's the design. And they're lying in wait to simply wait on the call, wait on the social media direction as to where to go and what to do. Rush Limbaugh further says, Antifa is simply a new name for all the left-wing Democratic Party-aligned and sponsored protest groups going back to the 60s. I can't even think of all the names. Antifa is Occupy Wall Street. Antifa is Black Lives Matter. They're all the same people under different names. They have different organizations for the same purpose of using the different names for fundraising. Membership is actively recruited, but it is the Democratic Party. They're the Democratic Party. What you see on the streets of New York and all these other blue states, that is, what's the term? What is the outgrowth? What are they wanting to do? That is what you get. This is a Democratic Party activist group. This is what they sponsor. That this is what they inspire to be done. This is what their policies lead to. Democratic Party policies are conceived and created in rage and in anger. And ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line, if I can kind of skip to the bottom line for a moment, is that we're watching an attempt to eviscerate the rule of law, to overthrow what we would call normalcy in the United States of America. And it's being done by those that are thirsty for power. In fact, Joe Biden just said that police departments need to be trained when they're confronted with a knife or with a gun. They need to, rather than shooting at the man's heart, they need to shoot at his legs so that they do not kill him, though that perpetrator is trying to kill the police officer. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Yes. God bless you, Dr. Youngblood. Thanks for taking my call. I am fully in full agreement with you that, Jesus Christ himself said that if Satan's kingdom is divided, it would crumble. So we're looking at America and see the type of division that we are facing today. We know that we can easily say America is poised for destruction, for going down. It can't be as divided as it is, and heading for in a positive way. It's for destruction, and the division that you have been referring to it. The division, I would clearly say that is between the people, one group that wants to save the country, that has the well-being of the country at heart, and another group that is committed to the destruction, to bringing down the country. So that's a division, and it's so clear that it's demonic. It's the main thing at the heart of it. Is a fight against God Almighty. That is it. The fight against the Creator and Lord. He has been put away and is discarded, and his name is not to be called. And we can see that what the president had the courage to do by lifting the Bible, praise God for that. Because this is to us is an indication that he is recognizing that it's demonic. He's dealing with spiritual darkness. and lifting the Bible, you see how the kind of irritation that it has stirred up in reaction against just holding a Bible in his hand and lifting it up. But praise God that that realization is has been done to him. That
absolutely, I am so thankful that he has, if nothing else, but symbolically, indicating by the lifting of the Bible that we are depending on God, we're looking to God. And it's not the power of man, but what God can do. And you're exactly right. We are facing a demonic warfare. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, wickedness in high places. And we're talking about the demonic delusion that is taking place, and that is the delusion that's being spread by the fake, false, phony media and the socialist, Marxist, leftist, and the Democratic Party that would have us to believe that somehow, some way, this is a race thing. And it's not a matter of skin color, it's a matter of sin problem, as Mike Huckabee said. Thank you so much for your insight and for your comments. We can keep on praying and lifting up our prayers each day and asking God to intervene and to deliver us from the ultimate destruction of our nation. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if the rule of law, the fundamental foundation of American jurisprudence, if the rule of law is destroyed, we will have a totally divided house that will be irreparable in any future tense. Here's an article that gives a little further illustration, ladies and gentlemen, what I just touched on about the Antifa being at the heart of what is taking place with the riots and the pillaging and the vandalism and the theft. This article says, Antifa kid who smashed a police car and incited riots in Pittsburgh is escorted into custody by his mom and dad. Brian Bartles, a 20-year-old man, who police say turned a protest in Pittsburgh into a riot on Sunday, turned himself in to the law enforcement yesterday, escorted by his mom and dad. He faces charges of institutional vandalism, rioting, reckless endangerment of another person, according to the police. Law enforcement had investigated the destruction of the police SUV over the weekend that had been spray-painted, then set on fire during the demonstration. After receiving an anonymous tip from a co-worker identifying Bartles as the culprit, police executed a search warrant of his home. During the search, they found two guns, six spray paint cans, gloves, and a sweatshirt that the suspect had been wearing during the protest, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reported. A video had also surfaced showing a young white male smashing the police's SUV windows and tagging it with spray paint. In the video, the suspect, believed to be Bartles, can be seen dressed in all black with his Antifa gear on his body. Pittsburgh Safety Police Safety reported said on Sunday that 60 businesses and other properties were damaged and 44 arrests were made as a result of the Saturday's protest. Police believe that Bartles' actions, which took place around 4:30 p.m. Saturday, was part of the protest and the violent riots that took place in the city. Ladies and gentlemen, our Constitution gives us the right of peaceful protest and confronting our government anytime. But there's a little irony here that during the course of the warning of COVID-19, all of these socialist, Marxist, liberal, democratic governors and mayors said you couldn't get out on the beach, you couldn't go out in the public, you had to wear a mask, you had to be 6 foot apart. And they were enforcing that by writing tickets to many cities and counties and states across America. Here we are with the demonstrations, the riots, the all-in-all battle, hand-to-hand combat in our streets where buildings are being burned, police officers are being shot, stores are being vandalized, and lives are endangered. Somehow, some way, COVID-19 is on the back burner. And these same governors, these same mayors that would insist on a strict notice that you could not gather socially, could not be out in numbers, now all of a sudden it's all right. The mayor of, governor of Michigan, for example, had enforced it, Whitmer had enforced it to the letter that you could not be out in number. The governor in Virginia had also enforced it. The governor in California, and I could go across the nation, enforcing that. But now they're not willing to enforce law and order in our cities where mayhem and destruction and violence at the hands of Antifa are taking place. And they're just sitting back and refusing to allow, in most of the states, they're refusing to allow the president to bring in the National Guard and others that can help. Here's an article that says, CBS claims that white Americans are racist. They contemplate death for blacks. After a weekend of violent protests across the nation, CBS This Morning, co-hosted by Gayle King, introduced a segment on race relations in which guests declared, quote, white Americans have been taught to have contempt for black people. Another said racism was like dust in the air, something that is ingrained in our society. They're stirring up a racial division. It goes back to what the scripture says, a house divided cannot stand. A nation divided cannot stand. And why would the talking heads, why would the socialist Marxist Democrats and their compatriots, those in the news media, why would they be advocating a divisiveness in America? This goes on to say in this article, after the death of George Floyd, we're taking a look at the history of the fear of black America, black men in America, and American society, and how it often ends in violence against them, according to King on Monday morning. In this segment, correspondent Michelle Miller said protesters worldwide have taken to the streets and call out police brutality and the systemic racism against black people. This is not, ladies and gentlemen, based on statistics. This broadcast is not long enough in one segment to give you all of the statistical data that would validate and will prove that this is a de facto lie, a de facto lie. It is not proven statistically. It is not proven by any data. It's not proven by the statistical data out of the police departments across America and from the FBI and the CDC. The CDC and the FBI statistical data invalidates what this woman is saying. King spoke to the author Tim Wise, who said, it's not fear that drives people to conflate blackness with crime, but power and disregard for some people of color. Trying to divide with a racist rhetoric, ladies and gentlemen, is what this person is trying to do. And it's on CBS News, one of the major anchors that's making this statement. It is Gayle King that is a black woman herself and trying to stir up and foment further riots by what she's saying. She goes back and says, American history is one in which white Americans, by and large, have been taught to have indifference or even contempt for black life, she says. We have defined the country as a white nation where people of color are here on a guest pass, and it's a guest pass that we think we can revoke. CBS News commentator said, since the Jim Crow era, white people have had the right of using the police to their advantage, end quote. They recognize they have the privilege to call police officers with the belief that the officer, police officer, even if they are in the wrong, will be on their side because they're white. Ladies and gentlemen, that's generating fear, hysteria, and racism, not because it's real, but because it is irrelevant with what is taking place with this divisiveness and the riots and the demonstrations that's being led by Antifa that has a designed purpose of a coup to overthrow American system of government and jurisprudence. I believe we have a call on the line. Go ahead, of course, to the comments.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. This is Raymond Johnson, Biblical Concepts Ministries. Just wanted to call in and add a few comments. I did hear your show the other day with Mike Hill, and I missed the show yesterday, and I've been able to be on and off today. But something had been on my heart I just wanted to share for your listeners. You know, the scripture says that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And we see that very clearly in where we're at today. You know, it just breaks my heart, and honestly, I think I struggle with anger over seeing some of how the many Christians and many pastors, even local pastors, are responding to what's going on, whether it's the Wuhan virus situation or this current war that we're in with the Marxist communists that have set out their guerrilla warfare, gangsters out with really committing war against the United States in our streets. So you know, I just want to warn the listeners to be careful. And well, obviously, if they're listening to your show, you've got the educated bunch. Or if they're not, they're getting educated, and we appreciate that. But, you know, I want to encourage them to share these facts with their friends and with their pastors. And let me say, if your pastor has been up talking about the horrible sins of racism and how that we must grieve with our brothers and all that, they're not really doing the best of justice. They're really so misinformed that rather than preaching and teaching the truth and teaching their congregation what's going on and how to biblically respond, this is a strong statement, but what their many pastors are doing, several of the largest church pastors in Jacksonville, I have heard just this last week. I'm sure it's unintentional, but they are repeating Marxist communist propaganda. Again, we're destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
Yes, that's right.
So when you're talking about racism, that's not what we're dealing with here. Now, you have these Marxist communists that have been well organized for even your entire life, Dr. Youngblood, yes. And working in America, as some of what you've had with Mr. Hill the other day, and those that are listening and learning from Brandon House at Worldview Weekend and all these other good folks. But so what's happening here is this planned invasion that we know about, and I'm not getting into the details. I've shared it on my Facebook page. I can share it to your page as well, and let's face the issues, some of these facts. But, you know, this is not about racism. This is a planned war against America. And what we are seeing is this division politics using the racism and race baiting. And you are – now, I'm not saying that there are – sure, there's a population of black America that may feel hurt or may have had things. But, you know – the few little bit of sins of racism is so few and far between in today's society. Look, sin is sin. Doesn't matter if it's crime, if you're lying, cheating, stealing, racism. We're going to have sin at all times. So what little bit of racism is there, you're always going to have that. But we're living in the greatest times in our history for black America. You know, so there now – are there some legitimate concerns? Yes, there are. But we are the communists are the Marxists. Those that are trying to create the race baiting war and the chaos are just simply manipulating the emotions of the unlearned and those that have no clue. Okay, in their term, not mine, their term is useful idiots. So when you have all these paid guerrilla warfare thugs in the street, well, sure, you're going to have a lot of the thugs that are already criminals looking for any excuse to come and join them. So these are not legitimate protests. And so if your Christian friends or your pastors getting up and repenting for racism and talking about all this and not warning you that we are in spirit, first of all, spiritual warfare, Ephesians 6:12, I think that's the right verse, that we're, you know, wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities. That's what's happening. This is a spirit of Antichrist, and has nothing to do with this horrible sin and problem of racism, except for one fact. And this is just Raymond Stoller opinion. I'm not sure if it's true, but I'm just saying this is a thought that I have about what we're dealing with. Maybe white America is reaping what we sowed. Maybe we are, okay? Because what we're doing is, yes, there was slavery and you know, a long time ago. But what we're seeing now is more of a problem in warfare from the black community on everybody else. You know, maybe we're reaping our sin, okay? But that's a whole other point. But
well, one of the
don't
things,
be
Raymond,
deceived.
If I can jump in with some wrap-up thoughts in relationship to what you've just said. It is coming out of Antifa and the BLM,
that's
the
right.
Black Lives Matter, both of which are socialist, Marxist, communist-inspired organizations. The Antifa is made up primarily of the millennial whites that have the idea that America is wrong and it needs to be converted to a socialist Marxist system, and they are it is warfare for them in carrying this out. The Black Lives Matter is another term that is being used, but it's out of the same basic incubator that wants to overthrow the system of jurisprudence and the rule of law in America. Here's an article that says, Antifa and Black Lives Matter rioters are now coast to coast and threatening suburban areas as a demonic trail of violence and bloodshed leaves dozens dead so far. The majority of those who have died in the riots at the hands of Antifa were black, which is a stunning statistic when you consider that Antifa is mostly white. And here's an article that validates some of that statement, because that's about a six-page article on that definitive statement. Here's an article that's headline, Raymond says, former Antifa member bashes radical group as fighting for nothing but a failed leftist socialistic ideology. A former member of the radical Antifa organization told the Ingram Angle on Fox News Monday that the group's claims to be anti-fascist is a false narrative. Gabriel Nadalis told host Laura Ingram that he was in Antifa around 2011 and recalled it was the most violent group he had ever been part of. Quote, I think it has to do with the fact that so many college administrators, college campuses now allow Antifa to work under their noses, he said. Campus Reform reported on a story from University of Florida, that is, this past fall, that it was Antifa's group that were being openly recruited in broad daylight on the campus. He says, let me just say this very clear. He added, we won't allow ISIS to recruit on college campuses, and we should not allow Antifa to do so either. He goes on to say, right. Antifa's misleading moniker hides its true identity as a vessel of the far-left political activism pushing for socialism in America. It is a fascist socialist system that they're pushing for. And so I think that's what our listeners need to understand, that it's not a matter of Black Lives Matter. It's not a matter of Antifa. It's a matter that both are working together in harmony to overthrow the rule of law in America and to divide our nation. Raymond, mm-hmm. We've got about a minute and a half left. What else do you want to add to what we've said?
Well, that was the main point, and I just want to, you know, again, I always try to push people to our Facebook page because of the incredible amount of information there. So I've posted a 30-minute documentary that was made back in late 2017 from a friend of mine that's working on some good stuff, Enemies Within. There's Trevor Ludow in this documentary, and it's about the origination and what's going on with Antifa. So go check that out on our Facebook page. Share it with your friends and stuff and educate people on what's going on. And Dr. Youngblood, thank you for all you've been doing.
Great. Thank you so much for that. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, there's a final footnote to what I have said today. Got an article that says the rich elites like Steve Carroll and Joe Biden are helping the Minneapolis violent Antifa and BLM rioters to make bail. It is part of the Joe Biden's leadership role trying to be president that he's bailing out the Antifa members that get thrown in jail for rioting and looting and killing. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
With Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University. 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.